Well, also this week, we've talked about stem cells that can produce sperm cells. Now, scientists have managed to find a way to produce some of the critical structures in the eye that may be needed to repair the visual system in people suffering from the condition age-related macular degeneration. Now, this is important because AMD is going to become more and more common because we have an ageing population. What's happening with macular degeneration is that the photoreceptors, these are the specialised cells in the retina that convert light photons into brain signals, those cells degenerate, chiefly in the region known as the macula, hence the name, the macula being the most concentrated area of photoreceptors in the retina, which we use when we're doing very high acuity visual tasks like watching television, reading a book, or looking at someone's face. So you end up with a big black hole in the middle of your visual field. Now, what scientists have found is that if you can put new photoreceptors into the eye, they can wire themselves in and restore vision. They've shown that in mice, suggesting that if we can get a population of cells of the right type and put them into a human eye, we may be able to restore sight to people who are losing it because of this kind of disease. And this has come a step closer this week thanks to a paper that's published in the journal Stem Cells. It's by Maria Kokinaki and her colleagues. She's based at Georgetown University in Washington, D.C. And what they have discovered how to do is to reprogram skin cells to become the retinal pigment epithelial cells, which form the RPE, or retinal pigment epithelium, at the back of the eyeball, which nourishes and supports the photoreceptors and is thought, when it goes wrong, to be part of the process that triggers AMD. So what they did was to take fibroblasts, skin cells, from an adult human, and then use a modified set of viruses to move into them four genes. They were OCT4, SOX2, NANORG, and one called LIN28. That's not so important as the fact that what these genes are known to do is to wipe the genetic slate clean in the cells they're added to turn them back into a non-specialised stem cell-like cell called an iPS cell, or an induced pluripotent stem cell. When they cultured these iPS cells under the correct environment, they were able to make them turn into new retinal pigment epithelial cells in the dish. And they then describe in their paper a whole range of different tests and techniques they do, including biochemical assessments, morphological assessments, functional assessments, and also genetic assessments of the behaviour of these cells. And as far as they can tell, they behave identically to mature adult retinal pigment epithelial cells that you would find normally in the eye. Now, that sounds like great news, but the only fly in the ointment is that actually genetically the cells seem to age faster than they should. They've got increased telomere shortening, the telomeres being these sort of end caps on the chromosomes that are eroded every time the cells divide. The new RPE cells they've made have shorter ones of those than they should do, and they also have some genomic instabilities, which the team think is because of the techniques they use to reprogram these cells back from skin cells. Even so, and that aside, the fact that they're able to turn skin cells into healthy eye cells suggests that we just have to overcome the slight genetic problem, and then we've got a very viable technique in order to rescue back from people who have AMD healthy vision if we can get these cells into the eye. Anyway, if you would like to follow up more on that story or anything else we've been talking about, then the references and some transcripts for all of those stories are on our website. You can find them at thenakedscientists.com/news.